Strawberries?
Uh-huh.
There's quite a few of them around here. Used to be.
Oh.
There used to be a lot of strawberry patches.
They've got a new one out now, a climber.
Is that right?
And I thought I might get one of those for my fence.
Yes.
I like strawberries, but I eat a half dozen and then I can't eat any more.
Well.
I'm busy scratching. Do you have any special term for a group of trees that might be an open country?
Well, if it's a, I don't know how many it takes, but they call them a forest, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, I was thinking of just a few out there.
It might be, I don't know whether you'd call it a cluster. Cluster would be not a very large bunch, I would think, though.
Did anyone ever call it a mott that you can?
I never heard of that. I
haven't heard that either here. Now, if you come to a place where the brush is thick, is there any special term for that?
Well, now let me see what you'd call that. I don't know of any special term. I've heard people talking about a patch of brush, maybe as big as this room, or smaller, or maybe larger than that.
Yeah, I didn't know any special term. Thicket.
Yes, thicket, that's right. They call them thickets.
Uh-huh. I don't know if I used that as a boy or not. This is taking me back.
Sure.
Let's see, in the lands where you find scrubby oak, any special term for that?
No, I think not.
I have an uncle who calls that shinry.
Well, that might be called shinry, but we don't have it around here.
Uh-huh.
If there is any, it's just very scarce.
Are you familiar with the term shinry?
No. I think that's a southern term more than up in here.
Yeah, I wasn't familiar with it either. I never heard it, as a matter of fact, but at least I never noticed.
Well, it's not used around here at all. I say at all, of course, maybe some people, but I never hear people talk about shinry.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the family now. Mrs. is
my wife.
Uh-huh. And she would say that you are
her husband.
And let's see, lady who has been married and whose husband has died would be a
widow.
Uh-huh. And let's see, Mr. Senior was your
father.
Did you have any special terms for him, affectionate terms?
Well, now, lots of children say dad, you know. My father never liked that. Now, as I say, we were German, and we always called him Pa.
Mm-hmm.
It was always Pa and Ma. A lot of them say mother and father, but we never did. It was always Pa and Ma.
I have a cousin who calls his dad Pete. He's called him Pete since he was about that tall.
Well, now, my father never liked a nickname at all.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how this happened. I remember growing up, my parents were horrified that my cousin...
Well, now... I've seen people have children, maybe 4, 5, or 6 years old, and they call their father by their given name. Like we didn't have any children, but if we had any children, they'd call me Bill, see? Well, I wouldn't like that at all. I wouldn't stand for it.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the way it is with me.
But I've heard that. One time upstairs in the store, there was a man and a woman come in, and they had a little boy with him, about, he's 6 or 7 years old. He spoke to his father and called him Bill, I believe his name was. I asked him, I says, does he call you Bill? He says, yes. He never thought anything about it, you know.